I was wondering how to approach the concept of Mara. Is there a different approach with Mara? Because I can see the tendency maybe to look at it in a sense of this is parts of us that are ignorant, or it can be even seen as evil part sometimes. And I was wondering if there any guidance of how to approach this concept of Mara.
Mara is actually, there's a complication. Because there's different conceptions of Mara. It can be personified, you know, in the sense, okay, Mara's this being who comes and tempts. And certainly there's plenty of cases where one can see that. Also, Mara is the Kilesa Mara, the defilements themselves inside, Khanda Mara, the Khandas, the Machu Mara, as death, the ending of things. So I think a lot of it is whatever makes sense in terms of helping one to see clearly, let go, establish oneself in clarity and mindfulness. I would go for that rather than trying to pin it down exactly, okay, who is this Mara guy anyway?
And do we sort of interact with it sometimes when we feel there is that we have this willingness to walk the path and to practice, but then there is resistance, there is parts of us that are not really aligning with that goal, this aim. And when that happens, is it wise to sometimes interact?
Sometimes it's helpful. Well, it's like Lopa Sumedho used to talk about it a fair bit, especially like dealing with doubt. The mind's doubting. The mind, what's right? What's wrong? How should I do? And rather than trying to figure it all out, it's sort of like, I know you, Mara. And being able to cut it off before the mind starts proliferating about it. Learning to use it as a tool. And does it work or does it not work? Or how does one make it work? Because sometimes you can, you know, be quite playful with your practice and sort of, okay, it's, okay, you can dress Mara up and make him silly. So there's any number of things. So does it work? That's the main thing. Does it help? Does it help to free the mind from greed, hatred, delusion? Yeah.
What I really like about the Mara in Buddhism is that there is room for fun. Because even the way she described, it's like all this little being coming to get to see whether the Buddha is coming or not.
And yeah.
It's kind of comical, you know, it's really strange. Because
it can be, comic relief as well as karmic relief.
It's so, you know, I always associate it with the fact that the Buddha had lots of humor.
Yeah.
Good humor.